Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back to the Sorta Helpful podcast. What? I'm Sonia.
What? I'm Blake.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
finally
regretful to inform you, but
gosh.
I am healing from my mouth surgery.
Yes.
And I am here, and I'm happy to be back. please.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Might I just say, it has been hard to do a podcast by yourself.
Really?
Yes.
I hate to say it, but I did not listen to them. I'm very sorry.
I don't blame you. That's okay.
How long were they?
Like 45, 46 minutes.
That's pretty good, though.
It's pretty good. I mean,
having
it's
to talk
mostly
by
just
yourself.
Me being like,
Were they edited?
No.
No. That's okay. I don't edit the podcast.
How to edit them.
No. There's no need.
But yes. Tell me, I haven't really talked to you in a while, dude.
Yeah.
What's going on?
In my mind or in my what?
Whatever you want.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing good.
Oh.
I don't know. I've been having a rough emotional week, two weeks, so. But it's like all the same. All the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm trying to fix myself. I don't know. Physically, you already know. My mouth really hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired all the time. But that's all me.
And you can't take any pain meds?
Cause no, I do. I do. I mash those motherfuckers right up.
All
right,
with
then.
I stand corrected.
Know? Yeah, I mash them up and I put them in.
Mash them up?
Exactly.
It's already like the end of October. Ouch. Hasn't been spooky at all. I didn't even put up decorations.
Me neither. And I was
What's
really
going
excited.
On? What's going on
I
with
don't
that?
Know. I don't know.
We're just too excited to go to New York City.
I guess. You know what I was doing today?
We have to skip what?
I was looking at tattoo artists
Tattoos.
In the city. Yeah, because I'm really angry.
Yeah.
With the fact that the person that I emailed to get my tattoo never he emailed me back.
Mm.
And it's been what, like 10 months? Ridiculous.
And you never
again, absolutely ridiculous.
Again, you have not responded with a follow up email. Which I recommend.
I'm not gonna do it.
After 10 months, though, I guess it's a bit like,
yeah,
you should move on.
Pretty rude.
I think I've come to the final decision of what I want to get when we're in the city.
Hit it. No, don't tell me.
Don't, okay.
Don't.
It's meaningful.
Tell me.
I'll tell you that.
Good.
It's meaningful. Gosh, October. where do the years go? Where do the days go? It's been a really rough month for me, I think. It's all been my fault.
Well, what makes you say that?
Mentally, I just, it's like self-sabotaging, I guess. It's sort of like a...
Okay, wait, no.
No?
You gotta give me an example. I'll tell you whether or not it's self-sabotaging.
Oh, but now I can't remember because you asked me about it.
That's how it goes.
Let me see. I think back when I got my septum pierced,
that was pretty rough. That was a week ago?
That was
about a week ago.
When was that? I think that was either the 10th. 8th, 7th?
I thought it was a long time ago. I mean,
no,
like
was
recently.
I think it was the 10th. Yeah, it hasn't been that
Bruh.
Long. Wow,
yeah.
It's already been 2 weeks. Oh my
okay,
God.
So yeah,
hate,
I was right.
Hate time. But that day was pretty bad. My
Poor.
Haircut wasn't really doing too well.
Mm.
I don't know, self-esteem-wise, people were just acting like themselves. And I was harsh in my own vibe, making it feel like putting thoughts into people's heads, kind of. Because then I would, like, reassure, and they'd be like, no. Like, what are you talking about? Like, we're fine, and everything's okay. I can't really give you an example, to be honest. I don't know. I just feel like everyone I know hates me.
Me too.
Me too.
Lucky.
Can I get a
I really need to
upvote on that?
Really need to fart.
Oh my gosh.
I'll try not to do it.
Can't you like pause it? Wait a minute.
Maybe.
Wait. I don't know if we want to chance that though.
No, we got crap to do. It's already 5:20.
It's already 5:20.
Let's talk. Let's go.
We have places to be. I'm sorry.
Holy.
But
mother of pearl.
Let's just get this one out of the way.
Okay.
That we discussed. This whole month pretty much, and maybe like last month too. To where it's, I would have a really bad week, personally, and then I would vent, or you know, honestly, maybe cry about it, get my emotions out.
Yeah.
And get a Starbucks cake pop.
Oh my god! No, I'm never doing that again. I heard two people that I hate more than anything in the dining hall do it in line. You know them. I'm never gonna do it again.
It's just... People ruin it.
People ruin it.
It just goes to show that if you say TikTok preferences out loud, you're done. Because I've heard that one that was like, oh, Jesus Christ. And I cringed because I realized that that's what I sounded like when I said that reference out loud. It has to be discreet. I don't think it can be the really popular ones. Anyways. But yes.
Agreed.
I would have a really bad week. Maybe it was because somebody didn't text me back. Some people. Not you.
I was gonna say.
Shout out to people. Just kidding. And it would make me feel really bad, but it's also not their fault, because I think they were going through a rough time. But also, I'm not everyone's number one priority.
Where is that shirt? I'm so sorry.
She's looking at a picture of herself on my wall, and she doesn't know where her shirt is.
I was listening.
But where is that shirt, though? I gave you
that
shirt.
I know! That's what I'm saying!
What's going on?
I think it's in my house.
You better go get it and wear it on campus.
I will. You remember the little, Quarrel?
Quarrel?
A query. You remember that little query?
That's a little homophobic.
Bruh.
I'm sorry.
Don't be that
query
person.
Query with that shirt? The quarry?
Like the little question I asked you, like, how do you style a t-shirt?
Oh,
remember
that
when you looked it up?
That?
No. Just a t-shirt in general. Listen.
Oh.
You can style a t-shirt that says ass cheek or like, I suck.
That shirt that you bought. Ask me about my assless chat.
I never bought it.
What?
It's a hoodie.
I thought you bought it.
I did it, but I'll do it right now. On site.
I hope that, okay.
On pod.
Oh my gosh.
I'm doing it right now.
Long story short, Sonya and I were doing laundry.
No, it's on my phone.
And she wanted to buy a hoodie that said, ask me about my assless chaps.
It's true.
She's doing it right now.
But then I was like, would it be more funny if I didn't have the assless chaps?
Yes.
Okay,
because
I thought
you don't
so.
Have the assless
I know,
chaps.
Exactly. I thought so. I knew that, but people...
I still have a note in my app to where it says, remind Sonya to buy assless chaps.
Anyway.
I guess it'll never be. Anyways.
No, what do you... I'm doing it right now.
What you're buying mean? Chaps or the hoodie?
The no, I'm not going to wear it. No. No. I'm not going to spend...
So, kind of segueing back on topic, while Sonya goes through this, she doesn't really have to
$40.
She doesn't really have to contribute to this, but yes. Basically... Pretty much, people would just live their lives and not be on their phones at all. And I would get butt hurt because she's not buying it.
No, I am. It's just $40.
Not right now.
I
when you
do
have
it.
The money, don't.
Okay, I'll do it on the podcast when I have the money.
Yes, when you have the money. That is the thing that'll keep people coming back.
I have a person in my
does
life.
Did she ever buy those chaps? The hoodie?
Write that down.
Yeah, write that down.
I have the person in my life who makes me spend millions of dollars almost every day, so. Just to do something fun.
Isn't that a drag?
It is.
Yeah. Segue, because what I was saying wasn't that important, but yes, people.
Yes,
people. Who don't know how to do anything without doing something. You know what I mean? Where
yes.
You're hanging out with them and it's always like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, like, in the constant,
like, wanting to know about the itinerary. I get it if you have a busy schedule mm-hmm. and you got to, like, be home or something or go somewhere. Like, set a time limit, but don't be so caught up on trying to figure out what you're
going
to do.
Exactly. And you know what I like to do?
My father is probably going to enter the
no
room.
No way. Chris?
Christopher? No, he's not.
Damn it.
Dang.
Anyway. Well, I was saying, what I like to do is, it's not like, I don't know, it's not like, I can't think of anything that's fun right now, I'm really tired, but, like, just sitting
mm-hmm.
with someone.
Enjoying their presence.
And having what people don't understand these days is a conversation.
Ah, yes.
So, I, like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
This
yes
is fun.
It is fun.
Because
this is what we're doing right now.
Exactly. We're talking to each exactly. other. This is...
We don't have to go and rent bikes. No. Spend money. We don't really have to go to the cafe.
No.
And spend like $3
Live that fake aesthetic life. I don't need to do this.
You don't need to. Sometimes it feels good when you have money.
I mean, every now and then.
Yes, every now and then. Because we do have to live up to our dreams and hopes and whatever. But just there's so many other options of like what to do, and I know especially in the town that we live in, there's like pretty much nothing to do.
Yeah.
Around town.
Correct.
But like, go to the park, go on a walk, and just talk with your friend or something, and I don't know, read a book and then give it to your friend so then you can gossip on it and be like, oh my gosh.
Or like, go peruse the bookstore. I mean, you don't have to get anything. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly.
I think that's fun.
Barf.
Don't.
I won't. But yeah. Why do we always have to be doing something?
I don't know.
Just relax.
I guess it's kind of...
Take a load off. You're okay.
Fuck, I'm ready.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna... I sent him a message that we were recording. He's just putting clothes away. He has tons of clothes to put away.
Stomping around, as in...
I know, all the edging. Time. This is what I live with.
I love it.
He's cool. Yes. I've been trying to read a book lately, but it's not grasping me right.
Oh my gosh, you know, it's I have... What is it?
Grabbing me by the...
The Nads?
The Nads.
What
the
is
words.
It?
It's Hello Now.
Which
is ironic because I just finished a book called
Goodbye Again by Johnny Sins.
So now it's Hello Now.
That's awesome.
Didn't do that intentionally, and I did buy those books at the same time, and I didn't even realize it.
I could segue right now, but I also have something to say.
Okay, go.
But the segue is really good.
Go, yeah.
Okay. Wait, which part? The segue or the thing?
Whichever one you think.
Well, I have a really big issue. It's just buying books I don't read.
Oh, yes. The materializing. And for listeners from last episode, I finally remembered what it's called when you buy things to make you happy. It's called retail therapy. I couldn't think of the word last time, and it bugged the crap out of me.
I love retail therapy.
But yes, retail therapy, getting things to make you have serotonin, or whatever the good word is, dopamine?
Sure. I don't know.
I don't know either. People... That's fine.
Can you say that first word again? Like, really close to the mic.
Serotonin?
Yeah.
Serotonin.
That's just for somebody who listens.
Okay. Serotonin.
Sarah. Anyway, enough of that. It's annoying me.
You have a hard time buying books that you don't end up reading.
I do have a hard time with that. It's just my thing is I find that I can't sit down and read.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to. I love reading. But I can read maybe 3 sentences and then close the book and do literally something incredibly unproductive. So, or nap.
Nap.
And it's kind of annoying.
I get it. Yeah, especially when a book doesn't really end. You're like, God, this is so boring.
I know.
It's like I'm reading a book or something.
You gotta choose your books wisely.
Choose your battles, choose your books wisely. Judge those books by the covers.
What is up?
Nobody has to know.
Who's gonna know? Stop.
I saw that Hamilton was gonna play in Syracuse.
Not worth it.
I know.
That's why
I was surprised.
Yeah, no.
It's gonna be like...
Not
I can't
worth
even
it.
Imagine it. Just like a really bad version of Hamilton or like a high school play.
No, it's off-Broadway.
I don't know.
Bruh.
Okay,
let's get into the meat.
The guts, the glory.
I forgot what the saying is.
There's another thing that we have to think about. What was the saying? I don't even know what the saying is.
I don't understand what's happening.
What is going on? Anywho.
Okay, well.
Let's try and segue this.
Oh my god, 5:30?
Yeah.
We're wasting time. We're dilly-dallying.
We're dilly-dallying.
We gotta get into the meat and bone. The okay. Meat, fat, and meat. What is the saying? Let me see.
It's cursed. Every time the podcast is recorded, we just forget. We
got to get into the meat.
The thick of it? The meat of it?
The saying? Is it a saying?
This is...
Meat of the matter.
Meat of the matter.
Is that it?
I think so.
I've never heard
that. Sounds better than meat of it.
We got to get into the meat of the matter.
And right now, we're not getting into the meat of the matter.
We got to get into the meat of the matter. Okay.
Yes.
We were planning on talking about...
What?
I forgot.
You forgot?
I've been having really bad trouble lately.
Depression does cause...
Great!
Bad memory.
Well, diagnosed.
No, yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Anyways. The meat of the matter. The meat of the matter. The topic today is... Oh. What?
You'd be so proud of me. I remembered it.
Oh, okay, then you say it.
Losing friends, specifically childhood friends.
Yes. And just growing up.
Growing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I know, thank you. Can I get a high five?
That was terrible. Better. Okay. So.
Oh, my shoulder started aching. Oh, no.
Are you. Oh,
God damn!
Meat of the matter. Oh, she's going again.
God damn! Gosh. Meat of the matter. So, losing friends, holy childhood crap. Friends. That really itched.
Mm-hmm. Anyways. Meat of the matter. Something's coming, and I'm pretty scared. Are you? Oh, she's... There we go. Another sneeze. Let loose. You got your sleeve right there.
You're telling me to blow my schnoz in my sleeve?
No, let your...
Oh.
Let your sneeze go. Open your mouth.
Okay.
Were you ever told that if you, like, kept sneezing without opening your mouth... Bless you.
God, I hated that.
That your eyes would pop out?
I got grossness on my
face. Or no, when you sneeze and you keep your eyes open.
Yeah, your eyes will pop out. It's all false.
Okay.
I've done it. I've tried.
True, I have tried that too. I'm still here.
What's the other one? It's like if you fart, sneeze, and...
Burp?
Burp at the same time, like...
Blow up?
I don't remember.
My brother did that once. Meat of the matter!
Okay, so losing childhood friends. But I did not bring this up. This was not a topic brought up by me, so you're gonna have to start it.
Twas me.
So start it off.
I can remember back. Back to those good old days.
I'm sorry.
Don't make fun of me.
No, I'm not. I had a little normal stuffed. Can just continue. Don't worry about me.
I think we all can agree on this. I think we all can remember back to, let's just say, kindergarten or preschool. To where we had those friends or just classmates, to where it just feels homey and it feels very nice, very childhood like and just comforting. Yes, no?
Yeah. Sorry, I was just thinking about how I had ladybug earrings back in the day.
Nice. And I thought I had hoodie strings.
Here, you can have mine.
Thank you. I like to think back to those times. And just think, like, where did the time go? There's a lot of people that I knew and that I thought I would be friends with forever who they're not involved in my life no more. I don't even see them. When I see them, they are a completely different person. They've grown up. It's like that moment in the Heathers musical when Veronica, she's like, we were all so little and cute and whatever, like, what happened to us?
Are you talking about the first song?
Yeah.
So good.
Beautiful, I think.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, yeah, why are we all monsters or whatever?
Yeah.
That's
a good song.
That was a good song. I actually did watch the movie for the first time the other night.
Oh, God, what is happening with me?
It was great. You are dying right now. I'm giving you a diagnosis.
I think I need water.
Diagnosis. But yes, oh my gosh. She's dying.
I don't know, it's just all of a sudden. It might be your candle.
My candle?
No, don't turn it off.
The pumpkin, turn it off.
Don't turn it off. No.
Pumpkin spice? Is that allergic?
No, it's not. No, it's because I'm not used to
the scent.
It's like Bath and Body Works, you know what I mean?
Oh.
But like a little less.
Strange.
Anyways. Please continue. Please continue.
I think sort of, oh my gosh. You know when people tell you when you're at that age, like
oh my god.
You know when people tell you when you're that at that age where you're just about to go to college and they're like, oh, you're gonna make so many new people or new friends in college. And it's going to change your life, and those friends are the people that you're going to stick with, or whatever. That same thing, that same saying, is the same thing as, to me,
high school.
It's like childhood friends, to where grown-ups are like, oh yeah, I knew this person since like preschool or kindergarten.
Yeah.
And it always made me so jealous, because right now, I don't have any friends from my childhood. Like, childhood. Like, I know of a couple people. Like, hey, how you doing? Like, we only are nice to each other because we knew each other back then, I guess. Right. Or had the same classes because we had the same letter for our last name.
Right.
And I've tried. I really tried to make those connections, because at a young age, I would always hear adults saying, like, oh, yeah, I've been friends with Jimmy since preschool, since we were both born. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, I bet that must feel good to have the same person for your life for, like, 40 years.
Yeah.
But sometimes, little do I know, they don't connect until later on. So that saying is kind of false, to where it's like, oh yeah, I've known them since then, but I haven't started hanging out with them until soon.
Right.
So, why you gotta lie to me, man? That's false information.
I don't know.
But the expectation, same thing with college, to where I'm like, okay, this adult is saying that I'm going to do this because they've gone through it, they live through it. Uh-huh. And so many of these adults are saying, oh yeah, same thing. You're going to make so many friends, or you're going to have childhood friends. So it puts a lot of hope into me. Puts a lot of false hope in my mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Have anything to say? Are you still alive? Sneeze?
Yeah, no, I think I'm okay. I'm just trying to think, like,
are you friends with anyone from your childhood right now? Like, close?
No. Nope. Maybe middle school, but not even.
Maybe.
But that doesn't count, does it? We weren't friends in middle school.
I'm hurt.
Were we?
I guess.
I don't remember all that.
Jeez.
I don't know.
I thought I knew you.
I can't remember. All of it's all mixed.
I guess, yeah. We were just friends of friends. Mutuals.
Yeah. I remember what you were like in middle school.
Please don't.
I'm not going to. I'm just saying that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I also remember getting carried away in a wheelchair one time.
When?
In the lunch room. 7th grade.
What happened?
I was just having a really bad anxiety attack.
Oh. You had a wheelchair?
Yeah, like, just because I didn't want to get up.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I wasn't there.
No, exactly. So.
How do I know you?
Exactly.
I don't know. I guess that could apply to us, too. We've known each other since middle school, but we just started to connect with each other.
And what? Like, just. No.
What? Before then? Crazy.
I'm so confused.
I'm confused as to why you're confused. What's the confusion? tell me what's going on here.
I don't know.
You don't know? Just trying to doubt yourself?
Just stop imagining fake scenarios and hurting your own feelings.
Well, stop reading things that are hanging on my wall. Maybe because of all the things I've lost.
I have a Totoro onesie.
You... What? You have a Totoro onesie?
Yeah.
And A, I've never seen it, and B, you haven't given it to me?
Well, because it's definitely not going to fit you.
Definitely. What does that say? What are you trying to say?
I bought it when I was in middle school. It still fits me, though. I don't think I've grown.
I'm not going to say that.
What,
that
you?
It was a... I don't want to mention them. This person. Does
what?
This mute button work? It doesn't matter. It's not
that important. Let me pause it.
Keep going. I'll write it down.
It is 5:40. Oh my god.
It's okay. Just talking.
Oh my god. Okay, so we're at 24 minutes.
Yes. Do you want it to be a shorter episode just for our sake?
Yes.
Did they let us in at 6 or 6:30? What time did you get there last? We're going to a hockey game, by the way. It's pretty lit. We had a really great time. I had a really great time that other night. I was ditched. By some people. But it's okay, because they didn't think that they were going to have a good time. And I agree, if you don't really like sports, then why go to a hockey game?
I guess.
But yes. Everything was okay. That was a perfect example of a little segue.
Oh, okay, yeah.
How...
No,
everything...
wait.
Here, let me...
Let's do one thing at a time, because now I'm... I'm all fuzzed. Fuzzled. Oh, yeah.
It was a perfect example for the segue to where, I'm trying to get that good taste in my mouth for this moment. So the thing, did I say it already? I don't think I did.
What?
To where everything bad was happening and then everything got good once I let out my emotions.
No, you have not said this on the pod.
I think I actually did.
Oh, well, I wouldn't tell you.
That is a perfect example, though, because I was, like, I was crying. I was, like, really upset. I was really excited, and I really wanted to go, and I knew that you just had your teeth surgery.
Teeth. Mouth.
Wisdom. So I was like, damn, I don't think she's gonna want to go, but I'll ask her still. And surprise, surprise, you were already there.
Facts.
And you were already in line, and you already had a ticket.
Facts.
And we went and we had a great time.
Exactly.
Had some hot pretzels and...
I can have one.
You can have a pretzel tonight.
Oh, yes! Those were so good.
And french fries and whatever, and we were making fun of the goalie because of his freaking last name.
Dickinson? Or was it Dixon?
Dixon. Our team had Dickinson.
Okay.
Yes. Anyways, you can imagine the jokes that we were
terrible.
Saying.
Terrible jokes
and
came out of that
the
night.
Amount of people that were doing the Macarena for some reason. To every song.
That was...
My hair keeps making a noise and I'm afraid the mic's picking it up.
You're going to be fine.
But,
I'm worried that it's not picking us up.
I think so.
Okay, let's just
usually
continue.
It's good though.
Let's just continue.
Let's continue.
Where the time gone?
Where'd all the time go?
There you go, that's the words.
But yes. You forgot it?
To fly. I don't know the words. Just continue.
Gosh. It doesn't feel like it, but we are a month away from our trip, which I'm very excited about. I have been romanticizing. I've been getting TikToks. There's this one place. Oh my god.
God, thank god, because I was worried that I'm the only one getting all those places, and I'm gonna have to fucking bring us to
one. My friend from math class actually showed me it.
Really?
It's this big, like, enclosed field where it's like a garden of lemons.
What?
It's like a citrus field, and it's really cool.
Where is
it? It's a very artistic thing.
Is it in Brooklyn?
I think it's Manhattan.
Is it Manhattan?
It's in Manhattan.
Manhattan.
I don't know the parts of New York City. I don't know how far away that is, but
ask me about
it's
my
really cool. Ask me about my chaps. But yeah. Stramboni. But yes.
We gotta get into the meat of the matter.
The meat of the matter? We already talked about the meat of the matter.
Did we?
Yeah. Your memories are getting there. We just said, I asked you if you had any childhood friends that you knew of, and you're like, no.
Oh!
So I'm like, okay, and then we talked about the college friends.
Oh, wait.
Yeah!
I thought we were talking about, like, recently, like, losing people.
Yeah.
Who were our friends. Because that would make sense.
It would make sense, but I don't think I want to disclose that to
I don't want to disclose mine either.
Yeah.
Because it's not confirmed. But.
We can talk vaguely about it and just give advice about how to...
No, I have nothing to say other than be angry and fucking deal with it.
Well, getting into the meat of the matter more a little bit, I guess, while you're looking up the citrus
lemon
field or whatever in Manhattan.
Lemon
it's
field.
Like a... I actually have the link. I can send it to you. Meat of the matter.
Midtown. Does that sound familiar?
I don't know. Let me check my internet. I think I have a voice
West
bubble.
Side?
West Side. I don't know. Let me check the...
The yep, free citrus garden?
Citrovia. Copy link. Yeah, losing friends isn't fun, especially when you have main reason. I think it is free. I'm sending you the link right now.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. Not losing friends.
Citrovia?
Citrovia is pretty cool.
I'm excited.
I don't know what you mean by losing friends, but I think I know what you mean at the same time. That one person. X, Y chromosome, maybe. It's okay. You are good.
The one person?
One person? Could never get your mind off of.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh? You haven't thought about that?
No! No, I definitely think about it, like, every day.
Yeah. I think about my problems every day, too.
No, it's just something recent happened that I'm actually quite upset about, but I'm not going to talk about
that. That's a after-the-podcast sort of situation.
Yeah.
It's a little personal. A little personal. We like to keep it casual.
Okay, we're at 30 minutes, so we're going to be okay with time, but...
Yes. Meat of the matter.
Meat of the matter.
That's the name of the episode.
Meat of the matter. Let me write that down, because I will forget.
Yes. I don't know why I said that.
Yes?
Yeah, I didn't really mean to agree with you, but I was like...
No, you have every right to. I don't know. Nothing to feel bad about.
Well, I would forget it too. So, anyways. Meat of the matter.
Oh, what if we just kept saying that for the next, ten minutes?
I don't think it'd really do anything. It'd just be whatever. Meat of the matter.
I guess it would be just the meat of the matter.
It just...
Technically, it would be the meat. Of, you know,
the matter?
What is matter?
This isn't a science class.
Let's talk about matter.
I don't... What is matter? Wait a minute. I was thinking... Bless you. I was thinking of mass.
No, Midnight Mass? The Netflix show?
There was actually supposed to be a Rocky Horror.
Great show. Watch Midnight Mass.
I think it already passed. I think it was last night. It was a Rocky Horror night.
Been there, done that.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. I did it back in the day with somebody that...
Yeah, I know them.
Okay.
Oh, you know...
I saw them the other day.
Oh, really?
In the car.
Okay, but I didn't. Not too bad.
I didn't...
Yeah, you didn't engage.
I was like...
That's so awkward, seeing people that you know of, or you used to be really good friends, and now you don't talk anymore. So it's like, what do you do? If you see them at the grocery store, do you wave? Do you not? Do you let them do
I'll tell you what work? I do. I'll tell you what I do. I take my phone out, put my head down, just keep walking.
True, true.
Or pretend like I just don't see them.
But then it begs the question, like, should you be the bigger person and say hi? And if they don't say hi, then it's that their problem.
All of it's relative. If you don't want to talk to them, you don't have to talk to them. It's not about bigger person or
anything else. It's all about the meat of the matter.
The meat of the matter
Don't...
Don't waste your time on somebody that you don't want to talk to.
You don't always have to be the bigger person. It's nice.
No, but you don't.
Yes.
Meat of the Month Club? Is that real?
What are you typing up over there?
Official Butcher Box.
Oh my gosh.
That looks good. Damn.
Is that like a monthly thing?
Yeah.
That would have been the perfect segue for like a sponsor if we had one.
Yeah, we're never going to have.
I know. That would be nice.
The new Wes Anderson movie's coming out.
We need to see it.
The French Dispatch.
Dispraccio. Anyways, meat of the matter.
Okay, we can't do this anymore.
Okay, it's over. Pack it up, people.
$5.49. We'll go
until your mama.
$5.50.
Yes.
I'm kidding. That's literally a minute from now.
A minute away.
Until Let's, 6. We can leave at 6. We'll be fine. We don't live that far.
Yeah.
Sorry. Let me think. Something to talk about.
That thing again.
What?
Passing people. At pretty much almost every 3 days out of 5, I pass people, or at least one person.
On camp.
Every day. Same spot.
Uh-huh.
I never mean to do it. It's just where I started to sit in between periods, and then they just walk by.
Where?
I think it was MCC.
Oh.
You know, that line of chairs in the hallway? Near the testing center.
First, second, third floor.
You know where the COVID testing is?
Yeah.
It's, you walk down that hallway.
The little corner? There's
green chairs.
I guess. Yes.
Yes. It's kind of awkward. I don't want to say anything. Don't need to say anything.
No, you don't. Exactly.
Obviously. Oh, that's something weird. I've been having dreams about those people.
No way. Like,
people that I'm not friends with anymore. And it's weird. It's really weird. And by any by any weird chance, if they do find this podcast, you know who you are. But it's okay. You know, no hard feelings, question mark. It's who cares? Weird. It's weird because...
All the hard feelings.
I have, like, these interactions that seem plausible. Like, they could happen in real life. Oh. I mean, the scenario is weird when a basement of the middle school or something, and it's like...
No way.
It's like a bookshelf area that I'm cleaning out for a job because I was still on paint crew or something. And then one of the people walks by and I don't really like acknowledge them, but in my mind I'm like, why are they here? Because it's a dream. And then another one comes.
Wait a minute.
Like, what's going on?
No way. You're telling me.
Someone said hi, dum dum, outside of my house.
You're telling me that you, in this dream, in these dreams, that you're doing something.
I'm like cleaning out a small room, like the size of my room.
Okay.
It's like, but all dusty and leafy.
You turn around and they're just walking by and that's the interaction.
No, I'm still going.
What do you mean?
I'm getting there.
Oh, I was gonna say that. There's something to that.
I mean, that is weird, but they do walk by and then they have to interact with like my boss or something in the dream. And when my boss turns around to like go get something from the floor, the two people in my dream that I bless you, the two people in my dream that I haven't talked to in a while, we both look at each other.
Do you have tissues?
Yeah, the bathroom.
Just continue.
But we have this weird thing where we, you know, when you scream, talk, or like mouth to your friend, like,
yes, just like that,
we do that, but in a way that it's like, I don't know. It's like, we know, like, we're mouthing, like, why are you here? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't know. And then our boss turns around and we're, like, normal and stuff. And so, I don't know. It's like, we both know of each other. Obviously, we both, I'm trying to decipher it. We know our existence of each other, even in situations where we don't interact or don't want to interact.
Yeah.
To when it's, like, take an example for, like, a meeting that we went to that one time.
Yeah.
In a situation like that, where we, it's kind of like we have to interact, but we don't, I think that's kind of like a fear, where I'm gonna have to acknowledge one of them one day. And I already kind of have, or no, that one day when I got my septum pierced, I actually ignored pretty well. It's really easy to ignore people.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
I don't know. I didn't even look their way. That's cool. meat of the matter, one last time. God, gotta get that out there.
553.
I'm really holding on to that. 553.
Do you have anything else to say? I really need to blow my schnoz.
I know, I'm sorry. I think that's it. Like, I'm just confused as to what the dreams mean. Because it's just, like, passiveness. I'm not beating them up or not killing them or anything. I'm not having arguments with them. I mean, I am in some of them, but it's weird. I always want to know what dreams mean. Sometimes I have dreams where my teeth, like, grow in for a third time. And that's just because I didn't brush my teeth before I went to bed.
Or,
like,
yeah.
I had an eyelash in my eye the other day, and I had a dream where they just kept coming out of my eye. Which was
what
weird.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Interesting.
These bodily functions that just keep happening. Yeah. And I'm, like, freaking out about it. It's probably just anxiety.
It is anxiety.
But I want, like, a dream therapist. But it also bothers me because I know that their analyses, they're never going to be actually accurate.
No.
Because we can never have access to our dreams.
Exactly.
It's always when at the end of the podcast, even the ones that I recorded by myself, where I get to the meat of the matter,
right,
just when the episode's about to end.
Uh-huh.
But that was really weird. Wow, that was your stomach.
Yeah, right.
Huh.
We have 5 minutes until we have to.
Okay, is there anything that you want to add? It's also 5x5. That's cool.
Oh, what does that mean? Changes. That your life is being transformed.
Yes, you're right. It's like you were reading it off the
wall.
No.
Can't believe you just...
I didn't... they don't know that.
Oh, well.
Anyways. Do you want to add anything?
About anything or just the dreams?
Just anything.
Let me think.
Meat. Meat. What is matter?
What is matter? Mm-hmm. Let me look that up real quick. Oh, I should know what that means, but... Matter.
Matter.
Physical substance. In general.
Yeah, the matter of something. What's the matter? I don't know, you tell me.
Ugh. It has mass and takes up space.
Yeah.
I knew that.
I love the Mickey Mouse hand. Your mouse.
I know, right? Isn't that cute?
It's cute. Nothing you want to add?
I can't think of anything.
Nothing even about the dreams, maybe?
The dreams?
Any weird dreams that you're questioning?
I don't think I've ever had a dream that other people weren't involved.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's just something that's weird.
Do you ever have, like... What are your dreams like? Can you see it?
Like, I can. I can...
Does it look as if you're in real life?
Feel them. Mm-hmm. See them. Smell them. Taste them.
Ooh.
It's not... I don't think it is lucid dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just incredibly... I feel like I'm more aware in my dreams than I am in reality.
Sometimes I have dreams that are so close to real life that I wake up and I'm like, wait a second, I was just, like, going to get groceries or something.
And it legitimately makes
my... Or I'd be mad at somebody.
Yeah. It makes my disassociation even worse because I'm constantly disassociating.
Yes.
I actually don't know how to fix that.
I don't really know how to fix that either.
Like, it...
Probably medication, but I've heard that it doesn't really work.
No, I don't want to be on medication. You should never...
You know, that's lose your spark.
It's probably last...
Last resort. I guess.
Last, like, last, after the last.
Like, last squared. Last of us. I heard they're making that movie.
The snail? When the snail... It's, like, 5,000 years from now, and the snail has medication. And...
Being honest, I've only gotten, like, 2 of those TikToks.
They're so funny.
I don't get them a lot, so I'm kind of new to it, in a sense. One more time for the sneeze.
Kia!
Bless you.
Holy shit.
My dreams are foggy. Like, if I think about dreaming, it's weird. It's like this foggy
beautiful
glass
dream.
Thing. And I feel like it's always above my forehead.
Me.
Don't know.
Starlights and
oh my gosh, Joe is calling the phone.
For me.
I saw him like 5 times the other day.
No way.
No way.
What do you want?
Is Joe on the podcast right now?
I'm at Blake's recording a podcast.
Oh my.
Oh, I thought. Are you going to the game?
Yes, we are going to leave in about 2 minutes.
Oh my, is Joe coming to the hockey game?
Okay.
Guys, Joe's coming to the hockey game.
We're going.
It's gonna be
shut
so
up.
Fun.
Shut up. Holy crap. Do it again. I'll punch it.
Oh.
Swear
what
to
about
God.
That word?
What?
Serotonin.
Serotonin? Anyway. Oh, no, listen to this podcast. We have a little sum for you.
Episode 7.
Episode 7, yeah. Anyway,
titled Meat of the Matter.
Just me? Meat? Oh my god, no way.
She accidentally...
Are you still here?
Alright. I wonder if you guys can hear this, if you can hear the phone. It's so funny.
Stop. Stop it. I'm getting distracted.
You can't just pick up the phone and leave our followers.
Just meet at Marana.
At the meat of the matter.
What?
Gotta meet at the meat of the matter.
Do you want me to pick you up? I'll pick you up.
She's arguing with her boyfriend right now. It's hilarious. I don't even know if you can hear me right now.
No, I just told you.
Thank you for listening to
I am at Blake's house. We are recording right now at this moment in time. We're at 44 minutes.
This is a helpful podcast.
Stop!
I'm ending the episode.
Stop doing it! Stop it!
Okay, wrap up your phone call then. We gotta go.
Okay, well, I'm not editing this out.
I know.
Okay. I will pick you up in front of John's
book.
I will.
Serotonin.
What an asshole.
Thank you so much
for listening
to the Sort of Helpful podcast. My name is Blake.
I am Sonia.
And you can follow us on Instagram at the title of this podcast is our handle.
ask us about questions or whatever topics you want us to talk about. And thank you so much. We love you so much.
Thank you.
We love you. Love you.
Bye. Bye, Tony.